So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's a real exciting movie that follows this guy, Arizona Smith.
Oh, I do not like that name.
Oh, I got other options. Colorado Miller.
Hate it. Hate that so much.
Dakota Johnson.
Well, that one just sounds ridiculous.
Indiana Jones.
Wait. Say that one again.
Indiana Jones.
Huh?
I do not like that one either.
What about Kentucky Davis?
Okay, these are just getting worse. Just go with the one before.
Well, okay then. So what's the movie about?
Well, so in 1936, this guy, Indiana Jones, he's in a Peruvian jungle trying to track down this golden idol.
Okay.
And one of the guys he hired finds a poison dart lodged in a tree. So he's like, this is 3 days old. We're being followed.
Wouldn't that mean they're 3 days behind whoever shot that dart?
Hey, shut up. So Indy enters this ancient temple, and this thing is full of booby.
Oh!
Traps. Sorry, that's it. Sentence continued.
Oh, that's okay.
So there's this one trap where if you touch the light, some spikes shoot out of the wall.
How did ancient people have that technology and reset all those traps?
I don't know. Well, okay then.
So finally Indy gets the idol, but it triggers this big boulder to roll, so he's gotta run away real fast.
Rolling stones are tight.
But then when he gets out of the temple, his nemesis Belloc steals the idol from him and Indy narrowly escapes being killed.
Jeez.
So then back home, Indiana Jones is visited by these guys who wanna hire him.
What for?
To track down the Ark of the Covenant, cause turns out Hitler wants it.
Oh, no! Which one?
Which Hitler? Adolf.
Dang. That's the worst one.
Yes, you sure was, sir.
So what's Indy's job, anyway?
Well, he's an archaeologist and a professor, and all his female students are super in love with him. Makes him a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, it would be weird for him to hook up with someone so much younger than him.
Yeah, so he flies to Nepal and sees Marion, who he used to hook up with when she was much, much younger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's funny because she's mad at him. She's like, I was a child, I was in love, it was wrong and you knew it. So yeah, the situation between the two of them is kind of
predatory.
Romantic. So Indy needs this medallion from her because that could tell him where the Ark is buried.
Okay.
But then some freaking Nazis show up because they want the medallion too and Belloc is working with them.
Uh-oh.
So then there's a big old fight and the building burns down and outside Marion is like, Indy, I'm your partner now.
Aren't the Nazis also right outside the burning building?
Guess not, loser.
What?
So Indy and Marion head to Cairo to meet Indy's buddy Salah, right?
Okay.
And right when it seems like Indy's about to get shot, Salah sends all his children and to defuse the situation and get him out of there.
Sending your kids into a deadly situation, that's a good strategy.
And then there's gonna be a big old action set piece where Marion gets kidnapped in a basket and it seems like she explodes to death.
Oh no.
So anyway, then Indy finds out that the Nazis are digging for the Ark in the wrong spot because they didn't have the right height for the staff for the medallion.
Oh?
Yeah, the staff has to be 6 feet tall so the sun can shine through the medallion at a specific time of day.
Wouldn't it have to be on a specific day of the year as well?
Hey, shut up, so... Hey, shut up.
Okay.
So since Indy knows the correct height, he holds the staff and the medallion above his head and shines the light perfectly.
Above his head? You said the staff was 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Is Indiana Jones like 4'10"?
I guess he is, yeah. And then also Indy finds Marion and it turns out she wasn't dead. She had switched baskets before the explosion.
How?
By doing it off screen.
Oh, sneaky.
So eventually after some cool chase scenes with some suddenly appearing cliffs, the good guys are gonna get the Ark onto a boat.
Well, great.
But then the bad guys show up again.
These freaking bad guys keep doing that.
Persistent Nazis, sir.
So Indy manages to get off the boat, but Marion and the Ark get taken.
Well, it's gonna be hard for Indy to survive alone in the water.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, there's a nearby German submarine, so Indy grabs onto that and hitches a ride.
A submarine? How long can this little 4'10" guy hold his breath?
For the duration of some on-screen transitions. So they head to this remote island because Belloc wants to test the Ark before showing it to Hitler.
Smart move. That Hitler guy could be very judgmental.
He sure can, sir. So then Indy pops out with a rocket launcher and he's like, haha, I'll blow up the Ark if you don't let Marion free.
Very brave.
But Belloc knows that Indy loves historical stuff, so he calls his bluff and eats a little bug.
What?
So now Marion and Indy are captured and the bad guys prepare to open the Ark.
Uh-oh.
And Indy tells Marion, no matter what you do, don't open your eyes.
How does he, like, really believe in this mystical stuff?
Exactly the opposite, actually. So then they open the Ark and a bunch of spooky ghosts and lights shoot out and all the bad guys die horrible, horrible deaths.
Wow, well, thank God Indiana Jones was there to fail at stopping the Nazis.
Yeah.
So then back in Washington, Indiana...
Wait, how'd they get off the island?
Oh, they did that thing where they do incredible things off screen again.
Oh, that is a good trick.
Yeah, so he gives it to some government people and they shove it in a big warehouse and we're done.
So what do you think?
Oh, I think it sounds like a good time.
Yeah, who do you think we should get to play this guy?
Well, despite the predatory implications, I am picturing somebody, you know, a bit older.
maybe around 40.
Oh, 40. I thought you were going to say something like 80.
What? Nobody wants to see an 80-year-old in a movie like this.
Hi, everybody. Ryan George here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it made you laugh. I hope it made you cry. I hope it made you cry. You hearing me? I hope you cried. All right, I'll see you around. Go wipe those tears away.